This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. On Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Yes, that is right. It is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. So at 12:30, we're going to talk with Eric Trump about the president yesterday in Chicago with this tweet from the Bloomberg News going back and forth over the economy. And at 2 o'clock, Henry's been able to secure one of the people that have been in the news. I believe her name is Cindy Romero, who had to move out of an apartment complex, in Aurora, Colorado, because of the Venezuelan drug gangs. We're going to bring you an eyewitness to this, and what the media, Martha Raddatz particularly, want to say is only a handful. When you hear her story, I wonder if she'll say, well, come on now, it's only a handful. Why don't you move in next door to Martha Raddatz? Come on. Stop complaining. Stop being a whiner. Stop saying America's so bad. But I want to lead with J.D. Vance again. This is perfect. I have two back-to-back cuts. I'll play you David Muir in a moment. I was in the spin room watching this. Muir and his female colleague just pouncing, not as journalists, but saying it like it was Moses with the Ten Commandments. That crime is down. As soon as Trump said it, crime is down. No fact-checking, no nothing, no, well, Mr. President, bang, crime is down. FBI just has re-edited their report. It's up 4.5%. This is 2022. I think it's a lot more than that. I think it is rampant. You do, too, because we live it. All right. So Vance is asked by this guy from CBS3. He was over here in Lafayette Hill last night. About, will you this time around say you're certifying the vote? If you lose, you're going to be okay with it. You're going to say it was a legitimate vote. That's it. Always with this. And Vance says, yes, but I am concerned about people that can vote that are here illegally. Or even if they're here on a green card, whatever card, they still can't vote. Watch how the guy jumps into the ring. And he says the magic words. Well, it's not widespread. It's always with the not widespread. You know, well, I wish Vance had said, whoa, wait a minute. I heard Dom Giordano. He could have said this, Henry. I heard Dom Giordano talking about this all the time. How widespread is it, as Dom would say? It's only a handful. How many handfuls? You know what the CBS 3 guy would say? I'm just a journalist. I can't answer that. But he can jump into the ring as like the 11th commandment. And not say, well, some experts or some people, but just say there is no illegal voting. or it's not widespread. The Martha Raddatz School of Journalism. All right, here's Vance out there in Lafayette Hill as this reporter from CBS3 right here in Philadelphia asked him about certifying this election.
Pennsylvania, to me, represents the greatness of American manufacturing, of American energy.
With the final vote is declared in Pennsylvania, will you accept that result regardless of the outcome, yes or no?
Yeah, look, of course, we're going to accept the final result. We also want to make sure that every legal ballot is cast and counted. We want to make sure that illegal aliens don't vote in our elections. And there's, of course,
There's no evidence of illegal aliens voting in our elections. That's against the law.
No,
that's not happening.
Sure.
But
Whoa, back up. Stop it right there. He keeps on adding the provisos. Now, Vance, to his credit, I would have jumped in more. Let's back up that. The three things he says after that, Henry. There's no evidence. Then he said, that's not happening. It's illegal. How does he know it's not happening? Let's hear that.
Is cast and counted. We want to make sure that illegal aliens don't vote in our elections. And there's, of course,
There's no evidence of illegal aliens voting in our elections. That's against the law.
No,
that's not happening.
Sure.
That's not happening.
Can violate the law
in a razor thin election.
Yeah, they can violate the law.
It's illegal. I love that argument.
It's illegal. It's not happening.
It's also illegal to kill people.
Now,
guess what?
is the journalism part? You can say it's the law or it's illegal. That's factual. That's not happening. How can he say that? That's an opinion. That's what I would say. How's this guy, the journalist, telling him this? Not. He keeps on going on. He's all worked up. That's where J.D. Vance could have used. Let's back up a little bit here, buddy. How do you know? I'm a journalist. I can't answer that. But you just told me all this stuff. Come on, JD. You're brilliant, but you missed a little bit more there. Now, here's David Muir jumping into the ring with Trump in the same way. Now, I'm watching this in the spin room and going, oh, man, do I have to sit here? All these ABC people over in the spin room. Trump talks about how crime is out of control. Here's David Muir.
How would you deport 11 million undocumented immigrants? I know you believe that number is much higher. Take us through this. What does this look like? Will authorities be going door to door in this country?
Yeah, it is much higher because of them. They allowed criminals, many, many millions of criminals. They allowed terrorists. They allowed common street criminals. They allowed people to come in, drug dealers, to come into our country. And they're now in the United States and told by their countries like Venezuela, don't ever come back or we're going to kill you. Do you know that crime in Venezuela and crime in countries all over the world is way down? You know why? Because they've taken their criminals off the street and they've given them to her to put into our country. And this will be one of the greatest mistakes in history for them to allow. And I think they probably did it because they think they're going to get votes, but it's not worth it. Because they're destroying the fabric of our country by what they've done. There's never been anything done like this at all. They've destroyed the fabric of our country. Millions of people let in. And all over the world, crime is down. All over the world except here. Crime here is up and through the roof. Despite their fraudulent statements that they made, crime in this country is through the roof. And we have a new form of crime. It's called migrant crime. And it's happening at levels that nobody thought possible.
President Trump, as you know, the FBI says overall violent crime is actually coming down in this country.
They were defrauding statements. They didn't include the worst cities. They didn't include the cities with the worst crime. It was a fraud, just like their number of 818,000 jobs that they said they created turned out to be a fraud.
President Trump, thank you. I'll let you respond.
Well, the FBI has just revisited that. So now it's up 4.5%. Maybe David Muir will address this tonight. Maybe he'll call the CBS 3 guy. The CBS 3 guy really got me, too. And I've seen him many times. He starts out by saying, that's illegal, as if it's, and then he goes, not happening. That's a pretty definitive statement. How does he know it's not happening? I mean, what do we have to lose here to try to reassure people? And they may be here legally, but they're not able to vote. You know, the whole thing with the PennDOT and new stuff that's been done, there's concern about that. Isn't that legitimate to say? Certainly, I'll agree with the result of the election, but I want to make sure that we're blocking this and we're doing it thoroughly. Not happening. This jumping in, and then if you go back at them and say, how do you know it's not happening? Now, David Muir also said something there, too. 11 million. That's who arrived at the figure of 11 million? Yeah, I don't think it's 25 million people here that Trump sometimes gets wound up and says illegally. But I think it's more than 11 million. I think it's been 11 million for quite a while, even before the Biden administration. And it's an unknowable. I'd have to see the projections, the metrics, et cetera. But the ballpark consensus is over 11 million. They said it at 11 million. You're not able to say anything else. How do they arrive at 11 million? It's these fact-checking articles of faith that go on here. So we know that no one that's here illegally or can't vote because they're here maybe legally, but they're not a citizen, didn't vote in 2022 or in 2020. I would challenge that. I think we do know. And the argument is, well, it's not widespread. It's only a handful. This is the constant thing that goes on here. That's what Martha Raddatz did. So at 2 o'clock, you're going to hear someone from Aurora, Colorado. Took a lot to get her, who suffered from being in one of those housing complexes where drug gangs took over. And if you want to dismiss it, now look, I'm not in a camp saying that Trump should go wild on that and should not be more buttoned up. Of course he should on this. But the bottom line is that this is happening in Aurora, Colorado, and other places. And that's the problem. That's a problem for middle America. All right, Brett Baer tonight, I think he's taping, I guess, over at 4th and Market. I'm not sure. I know it's in Philadelphia. Vice President Harris is going to be in Bucks County. Then I think she's going over to talk with Brett Baer for about 20, 25 minutes. Bill O'Reilly last night on TV, we're trying to get him on tomorrow, said that Brett Baer has a lot more on the line than does Kamala Harris, meaning he said this could be a real bump in his career. And I think he means if he's perceived as not being tough enough in his questioning. So on a scale of 1 to 10, I know there's a lot of, I've had, 12:15 tomorrow, Bill O'Reilly. Thank you, Henry. We'll be here. We'll ask him about how he thinks the interview goes. I've had Brett Baer on a few times over the years. I've never met him personally. I know there's antagonism. The calling of the election, he was involved in that, if you remember, in 2020. I think that's where it started with people. On a scale of 1 to 10, I think he's fine. He's the journalistic end of Fox, though, so he's going to toe that line, which they do in their news, by and large. Then you have the opinion side. But O'Reilly's saying that Brett Baer has a lot more on the line here, that if he cannot ferret out what Harris is really about here, then that's not going to be good for him and Fox viewers. Now, why is she doing it? Well, she's doing it because they're desperate. I have here this service that Dan and I use, a guy named Josh Barton. This is, he cites today, Bet Online. Now, Bet Online is where you can bet on political things. And he says the betting here on this presidential race might supersede Super Bowl betting. Monday morning, Donald Trump was the favorite to take the election, according to this bet service. Fast forward 48 hours and Trump has vaulted to his lowest odds since Harris entered the race. Trump is now a minus 160 favorite. Meaning you got to bet 160 to win 100. Harris is a plus 140. That's a pretty widespread underdog here. They've gotten a slew of $50,000 Trump bets during the past 2 days. Man,
wow.
Betting $50K on
That's
the
election. That's crazy.
Yeah, particularly given we're not going to know for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
You're sweating it out here. Yes, that's a big bet. I'm sure there's somebody that bets 100,000 or maybe even a million. That mattress guy, I know.
Mattress
bets.
Mac, yeah.
Yeah, he bets on it. But they said they got a lot of 50,000 bets on Trump during the past 2 days. So what are these people looking at? Well, I don't know that there's anything different about Trump here. What they're looking at is what always happens, apparently, with Harris. She's not authentic. The more that you see her, it's not in one fell swoop. It's inch by inch by inch. that she goes down. This is what happened. She was one of the favorites in the 2020 Democratic presidential side, and she dropped out before the first vote was cast in any primary. Inch by inch by inch, she doesn't resonate with people. So now, all of a sudden, she's doing interview. I think she's going to do Joe Rogan now. I think that's where the odds are at this point, and that's going to be fascinating. The thing that I hope Brett Baer asked about today, I told you the strategy that I think you could be using. Ask her right out of the box, how is it different with Biden? Now, she's going to have a better answer at this point. Go on to something else, and then let a few minutes go where her talking points are not arranged again, and go back to her with the same thing in a little bit of a different way. And I think it might be pretty revealing. I hope he asked about the plagiarism. That's still out there today. I hope we don't get bogged down. Well, I hope he asked her point blank, you have changed on these huge issues, fracking, the border. Why are you still on record saying that even illegal immigrants should have taxpayers pay for gender-affirming care and or surgeries? Why? Don't ask, do you? Just say why, and then go from there. So if you have a suggestion, and where are we on Brett Baer in your mind? Remember, he's the news side of Fox. Some people believe there's antagonism with President Trump. That's part of it. Coming up, my experience with mail-in balloting. All right, it has been bittersweet. I would rather just show up on election day, which I know I'm going to do if I'm alive. But I've done it. I've taken the plunge, and I'll tell you about that. And it doesn't feel that, you know, uncomfortable. It doesn't feel great to be voting by mail-in ballot this time. We have numbers out, 1.75 million casts. Republicans have moved up now a few percentage points, you know, so not a home run, but enough to matter in a close election. Side question, vis-a-vis Henry, we're talking after the show yesterday, the Conchi Bakery closed, a landmark. So what we're looking for is some area landmark place, thing associated with the Philadelphia area that after a long run closed. And if all goes according to plan, our buddy Dave Scalish, master engineer, will be in Dantime. We're booking people in Dantime now to talk about the Bazaar of All Nations, which was out in Clifton Heights. And it was, I don't know why it went away. It's almost hard to describe what this place was like. If you like kitsch and all that stuff, it was incredible. I'm going to take Horn and Hardart's.
Get it out.
There we go.
Come on.
The Automat. We were saying Automat guy.
I was looking into it.
I was looking at his number last night. The Automat guy who's bringing it back. When's that coming? I want to broadcast out of there the first day. There's going to be a line, three or four
Henry,
blocks.
Do you know what
long.
Horn and Hardart's is?
I have never heard
of it. It's
an
Automat.
Do you know what an Automat is?
No.
All right, there's a good reason you don't know. So there used to be a way of serving food where you'd walk in and inside cabinets that were essentially heating microwaves that just kept food heated. You'd open it up and pay for a product that's been sitting
for
like hours, a meatloaf that's been sitting there for maybe five, six hours.
Yeah, they change it every 2 or 3 hours. Come on now, let's not get
Does
crazy.
That sound at all appealing to you?
Well, then there's the rice pudding.
I mean, it sounds like a dining hall.
So essentially, it's all pre-made food that you're going to walk up and pay for.
It's the fun of the Automat. It's not
the worst thing I've ever heard.
Well, thank you, Henry. Nice defense on your part. Like Martha Raddatz in there.
Isn't it the worst thing when you walk into a Wawa and walk away with a sizzly that breaks your teeth when you break into it?
Yeah, those are tough, yeah.
That's not Horn and Hardart's. This guy's slurring an American institution. Henry, since you brought it up, what's yours?
Yeah, so in addition to the Conchahawken Italian Bakery, which please give them
How many years?
51.
And when are they closing?
At the end of the month. So, yeah,
okay.
please give them your business. Fantastic tomato pie. Might be the superior pie. Definitely better than cherry. Anyway, I think the Spectrum is something that, you know, I think a lot of Philadelphia people have fond memories of. I mean, that was the last time the Flyers or the Sixers won championships. So, yeah.
I never liked the Spectrum, though. I got to say, it was awful.
I mean, I was young being there. I can't say I was there too many times, but yeah.
I'm going to one up your answer because I have a stadium answer as well, Dom.
Yes.
Related to what's happening now, because when we get callers on situations like this and they talk about the greatest memories in Philadelphia sports, they often bring us back to Connie Mack Stadium, Dom.
Oh,
that was
yes.
sitting there right in the middle of the city.
Oh,
and
yes.
Imagine just being able to walk to a game and a Philadelphia 76ers game just east on Market there. We can bring back that feeling of having games in the city. Well, obviously,
oh,
it's
Connie
not Center
You mean,
Mack.
Oh, we're going to have kids
but
say
the similar feeling of, you know, kids right. walking down the block and being able to go to a game, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
How about
we don't have that anymore.
Kids at Connie Mack, and I saw this myself, saying, yeah, I'll watch your car for a dollar. Meaning, if you give me a dollar, I may not vandalize it while you're there at the ballpark.
I like it. Yeah.
Connie Mack Stadium.
And one more?
Yes.
Let's go to Spring Garden Street. I don't know if you've ever been there. Remember the Spaghetti Warehouse?
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Oh, I miss
yeah.
the spaghetti. I have so yeah. many nostalgic memories of that place.
Yeah, Spaghetti Warehouse was very good. All right, so some play. Melrose. Let's take that off the board. That's an all-timer. I got to go behind the scenes in the Melrose, actually, how they coach people to cook their food. And I know it's coming back a little. It won't be the same. There's a booth, Henry, at the Melrose in which they force you, it's one communal booth, to sit with other people that you don't know.
I don't like that.
I didn't like that either, but I mean,
what are you talking about?
Make a new
yeah.
friend.
Yeah.
Talk politics?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who are you
right.
voting for?
Oh, Trump. That's it. They stab you. Yeah. 855-839-1210. That's the side question today. And Brett Baer. Brett Baer have a lot riding on this. That's what O'Reilly says. He'll be here at 12:15 tomorrow. I gave you the game plan. I would go right out of the box. You could say, well, Harris is expecting that. Yeah. The first time around, her talking point will be there. Then he's got to marry that two or three questions in. You know, back to this again, the differences. Boy, and Trump says nothing else but other than you don't have any of their ads out there now. Let's see what she would say second time around on this. She's got nothing on it. She can't go either way. But 855, and I'd ask the transgender thing, 855-839-1210. You jump in now. And if you are a defender of the Horn and Harduts, just send all those thoughts to Dan. He's just not understanding Philadelphia. I mean, what are you going to do? It was greatness.
There's a reason it's not around anymore.
Need a hot meal and a pinch.
It's coming back.
No, it's not.
We had the guy on.
It's going to come back and fall on its face.
It's going to be on Walnuts. I'm going to be over there the first day. I'm putting a beach chair out there. Serve me that. Hey, meatloaf, it's been there a day. 855-839-1210.
Have a puck of meatloaf, please.
That's how you get on board.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, Dom Jr. Dano's show. Welcome in. Eric Trump coming up. And then at 2 o'clock, a woman who had to move out of an apartment complex in Aurora, Colorado because of Venezuelan drug gangs. So when they can't deny it, what they do is they just, like the guy from CBS 3, they go with a handful. That's not happening. How do you say that's not happening to J.D. Vance and then say you're a journalist, though? You know, I wish in the moment, maybe he thought it wasn't worth it. He would have said, whoa, I want to use this as an example. You guys go around saying you're journalists. What do you mean it's not happening? How do you know that's not happening? Well, it's illegal. Yes, it doesn't matter. We know it's illegal. All right, so 855-839-1210. These are just articles of faith, though. They are determined. The fact-checking, it doesn't go this way when it's Kamala Harris or anybody, Walls particularly, on the other side. You just don't see it. Here's Jesse Waters making what's raging today is back and forth with Harris and Obama and African-American men. Here's Waters talking about that last night and saying that people are sniffing out she's more like Hillary than she is Obama. This is cut, boy, print here. It's cut 10.
As Barack Obama said, Kamala Harris has an issue with the brothers.
You texted me right around the Democratic convention and you said, I am talking to people and Kamala Harris has a problem with black men.
Yeah, and I told the campaign I did not hear from them. I mean, who am I for them to get back to me? But there's a problem. I went up to people just doing man on the street. It's, who are you going to vote for? Black men. And time after time after time, they said, I'm voting for Donald Trump.
Kamala was supposed to be the pantsuit messiah, but she's really more of an actress.
When he was asked about what he was going to do, he says he's got concepts of a plan for how he'd replace it.
He has no plan to replace it. You guys watch the debate. Right. He has, quote, concepts of a plan. Concepts.
Kamala's imitating Barack, but there's one problem. She's more like Hillary, and the streets know it.
There's nothing about the poll numbers that we're seeing right now that should make anybody feel like she got this.
Remember those poll numbers with Hillary?
Remember those poll numbers with Hillary? And I keep telling people this campaign feels more Hillary-ish than it does Obama-ish, Obama 08-ish.
I think that's true. And again, it's not in one fell swoop with Harris. All right? It's not. It's a steady drip, drip, drip. And that's why she's suddenly, now would be the time to run out the clock and not do these interviews. When she wasn't doing them in the beginning, she would have time to recover. Now, though, jumping into the ring with Joe Rogan, who's a wild card here, with Brett Baer today, I think around 6:15 tonight, I know a lot of people are going to say Baer is too easy on her and all that. I don't know about that. I think it's all in the follow-up. And if he asked in these areas about difference with Biden, will we get into the cover-up with Joe Biden? Yeah, that's an area you ought to talk about. How is it Biden's okay now? You've been saying that. And he's out there doing stuff. And yet, he wasn't okay to run. Why did he give it up? Well, you'll have to ask him. This will be a lot. Just watch the tape of Lester Holt. He said very little there. It just took her apart in the fewest words imaginable. All right, let's go to Chris in Mount Vernon. And Chris, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Chris, welcome in. Yo, Chris.
I had no problem voting by mail myself, but I did drive up to the Westchester Government Service Center to drop it off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, look, that's what I was going to advocate with people. If you don't trust it for one reason or another, that's the way to do it. The key thing is to get it on the board. You know it's banked, and the people chasing voters, they know it's banked, and they go after somebody else.
Yeah, and I did it 2 weeks ago, too.
Okay. Yeah.
I used to go down to Philadelphia all the time. I loved going to the Ritz at the Bourse and Ritz East.
The Ritz at the Bourse. Well, that's not there. Wait a minute. There's still a movie theater there. Yeah, there's still a movie theater there. It's not at the Bourse. It's right next to the Bourse, so I think that's the Bourse
one. Yeah, it's still there.
I think it's still there. I was by there the other day, Chris. I hear you. Go on. Yeah, check it out.
I think it's like a very like bougie kind of place now, though, that shows a lot of like niche films.
Niche films. Yeah, it's a niche. Well, that's right. Right. It does show niche films.
Niche
films. That's what I mean. That's why there's no problem.
Right now, showing there's The Apprentice, Dom.
Of course.
Yeah.
No, it does show some arty independent films. I would agree.
Niche.
Let's go to Paula in Belmar. What's missing here? Kind of like the Conchi Bakery will be. Paula, what's yours?
What do I have? I have Jerry's Corner at 61st and Pashok Avenue.
Yeah, how would you describe Jerry's Corner?
Oh, my gosh. It's similar to the bazaar that was in Clifton Heights.
Exactly. It's maybe a little bit more raucous, it seemed to me. Stuff happened at Jerry's Corner. Yeah, that's a good one. Thank you, Paul. Yeah, it's kind of like a more outdoorsy or more raucous version of the Bazaar of All Nations. Dan Time, booking guests now. What a show this has become. Everybody has their own guest list. Is there a booker for Dan Time?
Hey, I mean, Scalish is a regular over at the Bazaar.
Yeah,
you know?
I could.
Was there the last Christmas Eve? Had a video?
Yeah, yeah, I could see these people on the Trump team. I can get you a slot, Eric, on Dan Time with Dom. Oh, that's okay. I've arrived. Get me that slot. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, just push pound 1210. Eric Trump is next here. Let's talk Captain Chuckies first, though. Halloween's coming up. Don't let mealtime planning frighten you. Call or just step into your nearest Captain Chuckies. Pick up the fan favorite Smith Island Crab Cake Jumbo Lump. Don't forget the mega colossal crab cakes. Delicious. Time to stock those up. Check out the variety of homemade soups. We're getting into soup country time. And it's perfect to remind you that Captain Chuckies has sides, desserts. Get a tray or two for your football viewing party or tailgate. Delicious stuffed mushrooms. Several choices of breaded, non-breaded crab cakes. Literally, crab cake for everybody. Then there's that golf shrimp. That is a star, too. Always wild-caught, never farm-raised. My favorite, every table should have the Dom roll. So visit Captain Chuckies today. There's a location near you. One website to find all this great stuff. WeLoveCrabCakes.com. WeLoveCrabCakes.com. And also, if you're headed to the shore, well, there's Captain Chuckies at the shore.com. All right, Dom Giordano show. Eric Trump has really hit it off with the show. We love having him on, particularly. Got a lot to ask him about yesterday, President Trump with the Chicago. This guy from Bloomberg was nuts. But also, Trump is coming to Philadelphia, we're told, on Sunday to work the fryer at a McDonald's in Philadelphia. Now, my guess is, I have no inside knowledge, it'll probably be in, like, northeast Philadelphia. You see people at McDonald's testing out the fryers up there. Are you going to go if we find out where that is, that Trump is cooking those French fries? And what could they sell them for? Cooked by Trump.
What are they? There's one on Girard. I know my McDonald's way too well, Dom. Yeah. There's one on Girard. There's one down there in South. I think it's probably the one in South Philly that's right off of 95 there.
I could do South Philly. I think Northeast, though, is just as good. Yeah,
the one over in Grays Ferry.
Yeah. There's got to be, 30 McDonald's inside Philadelphia? Yeah, something like that, probably?
A lot. I probably
now, if he goes to one,
hit two-thirds of them myself.
He's really trolling. If Trump goes to a McDonald's, say, in the middle of North Philly, oh, my God, this is going to be protesters, thousands of them. I bet they'll like the French fries, though. All right, so whatever.
There's one at 17th and Walnut right here in Center City.
So. You're not doing that.
You don't think so?
No. He's hitting an area to make a statement that she really didn't work at McDonald's. So it's either going to be a black neighborhood, a Latino neighborhood, or in the Northeast where they have a pretty good chance of turnout. So.
I just don't know if the one on Girard is going to photograph well. That's all I'll say.
Okay.
You know what? They just renovated it, actually. So maybe. Yeah.
I think they'll do a typical one. They're not going to do a chic McDonald's, if there is such a thing. I wonder how many people we have listening that work
on Air Mingo down all the way in Portland.
Oh, yeah. That work fast food. I never did that, but Trump working the fryer. Let's see what Eric Trump has to say about that. Let's welcome back to the Dom Giordano Show, Eric Trump. Hey, Eric, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thank you for
joining
us.
Dom, it's great to be on, my friend.
Definitely. I feel like we got to get you here in studio one of these days.
I can't wait. I'll be in Pennsylvania all day. Yes, I'll give you all in Pennsylvania all day tomorrow. So.
Oh, anytime in Philadelphia, you pop in anytime noon to 3, and we'll do an hour with you, whatever you want.
I can't wait, my friend. I can't wait.
Well,
let's do it.
Eric, so much stuff to talk about. You are the business guy every time we talk with you in the Trump organization now. And seeing Bloomberg yesterday, this guy was kind of, shall we say, a twit with your father in front of all these CEOs, et cetera. I had a lot of takeaways, but you actually deal with this stuff every day on a big level. What did you see yesterday in that duel?
Well, I saw a mainstream media that everybody that's listening to us right now has seen for years, which is just a mainstream media that wants to do anything they can to undermine somebody. And by the way, the crowd wasn't having it. It was so amazing to see at the Chicago Economic Club. I mean, everybody was cheering, Donald Trump. And this is a room that might not, traditionally, cheer. And, it's funny. You could just tell that the reporter had his marching orders. But, I found it kind of funny. I'm not sure why no one mentioned this. I mean, you have a reporter up there on stage that has called everything wrong. And my father was so good calling him out. He already said that at one point. He goes, "You guys have gotten every economic policy wrong. All of your predictions have been wrong." But, it's kind of funny. I mean, listen, my father has become one of the great success stories, meaning from a finance, from a business standpoint, a company standpoint. I mean, look at the company he built, look at the company he grew. And it's so funny to watch this reporter up there who's, never had a job other than, writing economic articles, talk about, well, an expert from X, Y, and Z might say it's, I think everybody could probably acknowledge that Donald Trump is probably more of an expert than any of the unnamed experts that they're somehow quoting based on, the company he's built, the business he's built, the economic success that he's had. It's just, it's very funny to see reporters, who have literally been journalists their entire lives, and no disrespect to that at all, but questioning Donald Trump on economic philosophies.
Eric, isn't it the art of the deal too? As I understand the tariffs with your dad, what he did before, they're targeted toward China to stop them a little bit. And they're also targeted toward companies. Mercedes-Benz was mentioned yesterday, that play as if they're actually here in America. I think your father said they make the cars there and they take them out of a box and assembly them here. So I'm not sure
totally
of that. But he's trying to use leverage here to get goad these companies into not taking advantage of Americans.
Well, Dom, I'm so glad you said that because you're like one of the few that seem to get it in the media. But yeah, I mean, a part of that's very real, and also part of it is a shot across the bow, which is you're not going to use us, you're not going to abuse us. If you think you're going to get away with this on my watch, you simply will not. And that is a strong message that gets delivered with that. But I mean, let me give you an example. John Deere, great American company, right? They're closing down two of their plants. They're moving to Mexico. Why are they moving to Mexico? Because they have effectively free labor. They have no regulation. Their plants are incredibly cheap to build. And congratulations, we're going to lose tens of thousands of jobs, not to mention all the ancillary jobs that surround those plants. But we're going to lose tens of thousands of jobs in the United States. And my father's sitting there saying, no, this isn't fair. So you mean to tell me you can just get rid of tens of thousands of jobs, move 1 foot south of the southern border, effectively slave labor in order to build your products, and then, throw those beautiful tractors, those beautiful green, used-to-be-made-in-America tractors on a train, import it 2 feet above the southern border and go sell it, and for no way. We're not going to allow that to happen. Congratulations. If you want to do that, you're going to be paying a 20% tariff, or you're going to be paying a 50% tariff to bring that product. Do not leave the United States. Now the flip side to that, he's also telling those companies, I'm going to make America the greatest place in the world to manufacture products. I'm going to bring your taxes down so that you can be competitive with the rest of the world, because I fully understand, these CEOs every single day, people are saying, you got to get out of here. It's too expensive. It's too hard to do business. There's too much regulation. Go somewhere else. He's going to remove that pull on those CEOs to do that. If you make a product here, you're going to not be paying, we're going to reduce your taxes to 15%. We're going to have the most competitive tax rate in the world. You're going to be able to build a new plant. You're going to be able to modernize. We're going to cut every regulation that's nonsensical, that puts financial burden on your, and by the way, when that happens, wages in this country will skyrocket. We're no longer going to be used. We're no longer going to, lose our industry. Industry is going to come flowing back into America. He wants to allow all the money to repatriate back in America that's being held overseas. And the reason it's being held overseas is the tax rates are so punitive that, all the money disappears if you try and bring it back to the United States. Let money get repatriated back to the United States. Get it out of Ireland. Get it out of all these countries which are holding you know, hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars of U.S. money, and it's just sitting overseas because you can't bring it home. Let that money come home. Reduce taxes. Reduce regulation. We'll have the greatest economy ever. And one more thing. Bring down the cost of oil and gas and utilities, which are absolutely crippling people in this country, right? And bring down the cost of interest rates. I mean, good luck trying to refinance a company. Good luck trying to refinance your home right now when you have 8% interest rates, whereas under my father, you had 2.5% interest rates. I mean, look at inflation. That's also crippled companies and people in this country. I mean, the price of everything, whether it's your cable bill, whether it's gasoline, whether it's food, auto insurance, you know, the cost of an iPhone, everything in this country is unaffordable. All the while, Dom, no one in this country has gotten a raise. I mean, people haven't gotten a raise in a four-year period of time. More people are working part-time jobs than ever before. Credit card debt is at an all-time high. 25% of the people in this country are behind on their utility bills.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's shocking. Eric, I wanted to turn. We're talking with Eric Trump here, of course, on the Dom Giordano Show. I wanted to turn, though, to another big industry, and this is the all-time troll, and it happens to be here in Philadelphia. We're going to be there covering it. Is your dad really going to work the fryer at McDonald's here in Philadelphia on Sunday? That's what we're being told.
Yes. Yes, and I can't wait for it. I mean, you have Kamala coming out and making up stories about she worked at McDonald's, and then everybody realized that she didn't ever work at McDonald's, and she's sitting there talking about these stories about sweating over a fryer and all this nonsense, and it was all lies. It was all lies, right? I mean, it was no different than, you know, Walt saying that he was over in China, over, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I mean, it's all lies. No different than Walt saying that he served over in Afghanistan. It was a lie. He was never in Afghanistan. He never served in Afghanistan. He never went to war, right? It was all lies. These people think that we're stupid. These people think that they can say anything and get away with it. And so I hope my father does go there, and I hope he sits there and works a full shift and just,
oh my God,
you know, absolutely trolls her. Because, I mean, what's worse than that? Going, yes, oh, I'm from a middle-class family.
McDonald's.
I was slaving over a fryer at McDonald's. The sweat was running down my arms because it was so hot. It was a made-up lie, and honestly, everybody deserves so much better than that. Everybody deserves so much better than that.
Hey, Eric, one of the things, I follow you, of course, on Twitter, but I follow what you're saying in other interviews. You made the point that's finally come out. The ladies on The View actually are the ones, they didn't mean to, that got Harris to say, how can she be the change agent? You talked about Democrats want to turn the page. They've held the White House 12 of the last 16 years.
That's right. You know, and she says, yes, we're going to turn the page. We'd like to turn the page. You're in office.
Yeah.
You know, Dom, it's like it's almost personally offensive to me. And let me just kind of describe it to everybody listening to us right now. The vice president's office is about 3 feet away from the Oval Office, right? You know, in the White House. They're practically joined. There's a small little hallway that goes in between them. And they're, you know, it's right there. Yes, the first day I take, you know, I go into office, I'm going to fix the pricing problem. Where the hell have you been, Kamala? Where have you been? Everything's unaffordable in life. Everything. We've lost so much ground as a nation. And yes, day one, I'm going to take on the border. My wife was just down. Laura Trump was just down at the border. And she was telling me that, you know, all the Border Patrol is coming up to her. And she goes, ma'am, you know, everybody sees these pictures of the wall. Look about 100 yards behind the wall. You see those big towers there. They have the most advanced security cameras. They refuse to allow us to turn on the security cameras. And Laura goes, why don't they let you turn on the security cameras? Well, they don't want the American public to see the problem, to see the caravans of people, see the people coming across. So my father built, right, obviously 600 miles of wall. They literally sold all the panels, the wall panels, the ones that hadn't been just all they needed to do is just put them vertical. They sold them for scrap metal, right? They won't turn on the security cameras that are in place that have been paid for. All they need to do is flick a switch and they get turned on. You know, yet she's talking about, yes, on day one, I'm going to be very serious about the southern border. They're not going to be serious about the southern border. It's the same group of people that flew 320,000 illegal immigrants into airports in the middle of the night all across the country. Our country has lost 320,000 children in the last fiscal year to fentanyl poisoning. You know, and they're not doing a damn thing about it. And yes, on day one, I'm going to be very serious. All these people do is lie. All they do is lie to the Americans, and Americans are really smart, and they see it, and they understand that they're being lied to every single day, and it's really rather remarkable. But the answer to your question is, yeah, where have you been? I mean, where have you been? Exactly. How can you be the agent of change?
Exactly. Well, Eric, enjoy Pennsylvania. You're coming tomorrow, right?
I'm going to be in Pennsylvania all day tomorrow, and we're working incredibly hard, Dom. Just Pennsylvania, get out and vote. Early vote. Please get out and vote. And I promise you, my father will make you incredibly proud. We're going to save this country. We're going to save our republic, and we're going to keep America great, and we're going to make America great again.
We're going to make French fries great again this Sunday, too, here in Philadelphia. So there's that. Hey, Eric, thank you very much. We'll come back, please, as soon as you can.
I will, Dom.
Thank you.
Take care.
Eric Trump here on Talk Radio 1210. So coming up, town hall with President Trump. A couple things with Harris Faulkner happened today. One, IVF. He was asked a lot about that. And the other, what would he do about men in women's sports? And I'll give you Trump's answer. And I think Brett Baer ought to ask the question that way with Kamala Harris today. Not what do you think of it? No, what will you do about men in women's sports? It's wildly unpopular. Phrase it that way. Let's see where she goes with it. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Get ready to tackle the NFL action with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook, because right now, new customers can bet $5, get $300 in bonus bets if you win. Build that same game parlay for Thursday Night Football. This week, it's Broncos at Saints. Alvin Kamara over rushing yards. Bo Nix, I think under 1.5 passing touchdowns. Rashid Shaheed over receiving yards. You got a scale that's unbelievable. Same game parlays, big ones, small ones. You got freedom, choice with this. So just visit FanDuel.com/Dom, D-O-M, to make every moment more. FanDuel is an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is an official partner of 1210 WPHT. You have to be 21 plus. Present in Pennsylvania. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Dom Giordano's show. So President Trump asked today at this town hall with Harris Faulkner in Georgia, a lot of concern about men and women's sports, boys and girls sports, etc. Said I would just ban it. Now, by executive order, there's a lot that he can do, and he could sig the Justice Department, the Department of Education, take away federal funding. You're not going to do it. Now, I think Trump has to say that more and develop that more. It's not a thing, this transgender stuff, like the economy, like the border. I'll play in a second. Dan just told me he has it, what he said. But it's the thing that pops and moves some voters here around the margins big time. I think African-American men. I think people just say, you got to be kidding me. We shouldn't be doing this. I'm tired of hearing this nonsense. Well, what is this person who had an agenda with this and identifies? I don't care what they do. They're not going to play women's sports. Sometimes there's a conflict with two things. We get it. They want to identify with this. They want to play women's sports. No, the bigger winner of this conflict is you're not going to compete against girls. And you see it at the college level. Here's what Trump said when asked at the Faulkner event.
Originally, Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, wow.
I'd get that. Good. My question is, how do you plan on addressing the transgender issue in women's sports? I have 9 grandchildren, 6 of them female, all playing sports, and we are very concerned for their safety, not just on the field and the courts, but in their locker rooms as well.
Right. It's such an easy question, and everybody in the room, and you know that answer, we're not going to let it happen. You look, just yesterday, they had a volleyball match. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Where a person that transitioned, okay, we have to be very careful because this can terminate your political career if you say it's slightly off, all right? But transitioned from man to female and was on a volleyball. And I saw the slam. It was a slam. I never saw a ball hit so hard, hit the girl on the head. But other people, even in volleyball, they've been permanently, I mean, they've been really hurt badly, women playing men. But you don't have to do the volleyball. We stop it. We stop it. We absolutely stop it. You can't have it. It's a man playing in the game. I mean, physically, from a muscular state, even if it was a little bit less, maybe they do all sorts of tests and drugs and everything else. Look at what's happened in swimming. Look at the records that are being broken.
So how do you stop it? Do you go to the sports
leagues?
All right,
so we got the point from Trump, Dan. He was on with two NFL players. I forget their name. And they were talking about the Olympics. And these two goofs from the NFL were attacking the females who quit fighting the males there. And Trump went after them on that. All right? Now, usually I would be, look, you trained all your life. You're in the Olympics. But something like that, it was obvious to me they were going to get hurt. I mean, it wasn't even close. Even I can't say, get out there. Here's what I want you to do. It's illegal what they're doing. You know, we'll go after them in an area. Well, can't do that. God only knows. And Trump was saying, are you kidding me? Why are we even debating this? There is no debate. There are no fine points around this. I think he's got to talk about it more. You can say, look, they don't want me talking about this. They're saying, why are you not talking about groceries? I'm talking about groceries around the clock. It's ridiculous what's happened here. But I'm not going to allow this. All right, coming up, we have him on abortion and IVF with an all audience of women. But can't get this person on the show. It's impossible. But I love her reporting. And we've talked about her before, this Francesca Block, who writes at Substack and Free Press, which is nonpartisan, bipartisan. They lead a little bit right. She's got a huge piece out there about this black nationalist who's an advisor to Josh Shapiro. This clown says for black kids to learn, all black students are to be taught by same race teachers. He's getting millions of dollars, including our taxpayer dollars. I'll give you the details on him. And he's advising Josh Shapiro in the education department. Is somebody in the media going to take the time and ask Josh Shapiro fully about this? He refuses to answer at this point. I'll give you the details on that and a little bit more of this Trump with Harris Faulkner. Who in the world is objecting that is a conservative or pro-life about what Trump's saying about IVF or even abortion? But we'll play them. So you're really going to lose votes on that. You got to be crazy. 855-839-1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.